Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back on a Feel Good Monday. It's Sam Crowley's second show of the day. Can you believe it? We're getting into this kind of this multi-show platform. Feeling good, man. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying creating the content. I appreciate the reviews. Oh, heck, let's just read one real quick on iTunes, shall we? Patrick Woost. I paid for his podcast class, and it helped me create my own awesome dating podcast called Woost. He's the man and always so entertaining. Patrick, you rock. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly the podcast course that you purchased. If you're interested, you can always head over to YouTube. Just watch my channel. I've got some free podcast training out there. You can have your show on iTunes tomorrow if you want to. All right. Hey, thank you, Patrick, and everybody that has left reviews for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Man, I love doing it. I love doing it. So it's been a year. 1 year. Since our baby girl, who was born at 1 pound, came home to be with us for 221 days, we would visit our baby Susan in the hospital, drive down I-71 every day to visit her, spend 6 hours or so there. The other 18 hours, she was there by herself. And you know, it's funny, no matter how much time you spend with your child, you think you're there all the time, you're still a lot of time she's there by herself. And you're just hoping and praying, really praying hard that she gets the care and that she knows that she is loved, you know. And we didn't know. We thought she might be in the hospital when she was first born, August of 2014, at 1 pound. You know, honest, and just look, can I just be honest? I didn't even think she'd make it a couple hours. She looked just not like a baby who was healthy at all. 24 weeks, man, 24 weeks. I mean, come on, that's barely a viable child. I believe in the state of Ohio, abortion laws, you can end that pregnancy, I think, at 24 weeks. Just think about that, all right? It's crazy. So 1 day led to 1 week. 1 week led to a month to 2 months. And wow, she had her tracheostomy tube put in December of that year so she could breathe through her trach, not through, because she wasn't getting the proper amount of airflow to her lungs from her mouth. She couldn't breathe. And, you know, the lungs are the last to develop in a baby. And every day she stays inside the mother is a day those lungs get to develop. The sole purpose of the amniotic fluid is to develop lungs in a child. And when that was gone at 23 weeks, she was basically living inside of the mother, my wife Angela, for a week without any amniotic fluid whatsoever. So it was a wild time, man. And then to have all of that culminate, all of those days at Children's Hospital and those nights spent there and just all of that time spent March 26th, a year ago, this weekend, she came home and we got to put her in our car in our Buick Enclave in the child seat, which is hilarious because we hadn't had a child seat in 9 years or however long it was been since our last baby, because Paige is now 10. And doing all that, we gave all that stuff away, man. The crib, the pack and play, the baby seat, the food, the formula, all the clothes, all that stuff. Changing table, done. I mean, come on, man. 47 years old. What do I need that baby stuff around? Surprise! Here comes the baby. And we brought her home. And I'll never forget just staring the next day we woke up. And Angela slept on a couch that night. I went upstairs and slept in our bed, and I came down at like 3 in the morning. I slept on the couch, and Angela went up to grab a couple hours sleep. And then I remember grabbing coffee the next morning, brought it home, and we're just kind of chilling out, and Susan's laying in our living room. What are you kidding me? This is like so surreal that we have a baby now, and that she slept in a pack and play down in the living room for that entire summer. And it was just wild, man. It's just, you get so choked up because have you ever been through something like that? I'm sure you have. I mean, look, my story isn't the only story. It's not a unique story. It's just whatever that reflects in your life at some point where that journey, that season of your life ended and another season began, I wouldn't call it a negative, let's call it a challenging season of your life. Maybe you're going through that right now. Maybe you're somebody right now. Look, my saying is always this. Someone's either going into a crisis, coming out of one, or they're in the middle of one. Either one of those three things are happening in your life right now. Nobody gets away from that. And it's funny. I know you listen to, you know, the motivational gurus out there, and they all tell you how they got life figured out. Nobody's got life figured out, man. They just don't. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you're going through a challenge with your spouse. Maybe your marriage is a little rocky right now. Maybe you haven't spoken to your son or your daughter in a while. Maybe you had a falling out with a friend, okay? I'm here to tell you, those wounds get closed up. You don't ever forget about it, but you're able to move on. And how I dealt with it, I don't even know if it's the right way to deal with it. I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist. Lord knows I probably need a few, you know? But I like to keep it authentic. I don't want there to be a filter to be, okay, let me give you the three steps to going through a baby and the NICU. No. No. You can certainly read my book that I wrote. It's on Amazon, called One More Breath. It chronicles every moment of that journey up until when she came home, and even afterwards when she came home, because it ain't over when that stuff, you know, ends. That's just, like I said, chapter closes and another one opens. I also, if you go to onemorebreath.org, you can get an autographed copy from Angela and myself, and we'll send you the book right to your doorstep for U.S. customers only right now. No international shipping, but you can certainly buy it on Amazon and get it shipped to you internationally. Anyway, getting back to the story. So once Susan came home, that was cool. She's home. The good news is your baby comes home. The bad news is now you got this 24-hour job. We have no nurse. It was funny because the first nurse that came out had to have been on drugs. This in-home nursing deal, man, let me tell you, that's a whole different animal. I know there's probably some amazing in-home nurses. Unfortunately, we didn't get any of them. First one came out, I should have known, when she parked like 10 feet off the curb in front of our house, like almost in the middle of the road, comes in the house, looks just in a fog. She had to have been maybe mid-50s or so. Goes to do trach care with Angela. One person holds the stem of the trach in the trachea so it doesn't get removed, because then the baby can't breathe. This is Susan's first day home, mind you, and this nurse came highly recommended. Angela's just taking a Q-tip, swabbing around Susan's neck. The nurse lets the damn trach come out of her throat. Angela yells for me. I come running down from upstairs. We get the trach back in. The nurse was acting like it was like, oh, yeah, no, she was fine. No big deal. Are you kidding me? Susan's like blue. She had been home 24 hours. Bye-bye. Called the agency after she left. Don't send that back out. Don't send her back out. Next nurse comes out 3 days later to interview for the job, and she smells like she just walked like a human cigarette, like literally walked through a smoking factory. She walks in, sits down. I said, do you smoke? She goes, yeah. I go, well, you can't work here. Are you out of your mind? We got a baby on a trach. I mean, even if you have perfume on, you can't be around a baby on a trach, let alone a smoker. She goes, well, I don't smoke while I'm on the job. Oh, well, that's good to know, because, you know, we can put away our ashtrays. What? You crazy? Bye-bye. She leaves. Next girl comes out. She was great. This next girl, she had to have been like 22 years old, Asian girl, really great girl. Great personality, was sitting Indian style on the floor with Susan, playing with her, joking around, having a great time. We're like, wow, we finally found the nurse. So we let her play with Susan. We come in, and she goes, oh, I got to make a call real quick. So, okay, we take Susan. She goes to the kitchen counter 20 feet away. She's interviewing for her next job. What do you do? What was that? Oh, I think I got a job. I don't know if she wanted us to high five her or what's up. Oh, congratulations, you got a job. Okay, aren't you? I don't know. Again, color me stupid. Okay, but aren't you supposed to be working here for your job? Oh yeah, I think I got to quit. Okay then. All right. Well, you got to quit. Well, that certainly makes sense. That makes all the sense in the world. You're coming out and you're working here, and then you got to quit. Sure, that makes all the sense. Why wouldn't you be interviewing for a job in our kitchen while you're supposed to be working? So, done. In-home nursing, done. So that was, guys, that was one, all of that. I just told you that story that right there encapsulated 1 week of our life after Susan came home. But let me tell you. Next show, let's pick it up. All the gratitude I felt this weekend, the flashbacks that we had about where we were last year at this time. Man, I'm telling you, you got to fill your cup full of gratitude. Fill it up and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.